And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 22nd of October, 2017. It's the birthday of the American journalist John Reed, born Portland, Oregon, 1887, author of 10 Days That Shook the World, came out in 1919. It was his first-hand account of the October Revolution in Russia. He was an ardent communist, fled to the United States after he was indicted for sedition, made his way to Russia. He became somewhat disillusioned with the revolution, tried several times to return to the United States, even though he knew he would be arrested, but he became ill and died of typhus in a hospital in Moscow in 1920, and is now buried in the Kremlin Wall. It's the anniversary of the worst mining disaster in Scotland, 1877, Blantyre Colliery. 200 people died in an explosion. The explosion lasted a full 4 or 5 minutes and left 92 women widowed and 250 children orphaned. It's the birthday of Doris Lessing, born in Iran, 1919, best known for her book The Golden Notebook in 1962, which became an iconic handbook for the feminist movement of the 60s and 70s. The story of a writer named Anna Wolfe who tries to live as freely as a man. The fame of the book was frustrating to Doris Lessing. She thought the book was more about mental disintegration. She said, "It's stupid. I mean, there's nothing feminist about The Golden Notebook. The second line in the book is, 'As far as I can see, everything is cracking up.' That is what The Golden Notebook is about." And it's the birthday of the columnist John Gould, born Brighton, Massachusetts, 1908, wrote a weekly column for the Christian Science Monitor from 1942 to 2003, writing about nighttime sleigh rides, fly fishing, a 100-year-old woman riding on a fire truck for the first time, baseball, and other subjects. Here's a poem by Dan Gerber, Only This Morning. In 100 trillion years, an actual number, though we can't begin to grasp it, the last traces of our universe will be not even a memory, with no memory to lament it. The last dust of the last star will not drift in the great nothing out of which everything we love or imagine eventually comes. Yet, every day, every 4 hours, around the clock, Debbie prepares her goat's milk mix for the orphaned filly, who sucks down all 3 liters of it, gratefully, it seems, as if it matters more than anything in the universe, and it does, at this moment, while the sun is still 4 hours from rising on the only day that matters. A poem by Dan Gerber, Only This Morning, from his collection Particles, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Fox Searchlight, presenting the new film Goodbye Christopher Robin, about Winnie the Pooh author A.A. Milne and his son, whose toys inspired the classic tales, starring Donald Gleason and Margot Robbie, now playing in select theaters everywhere November 3rd. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.